Marco Werman, and It's the World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Back in May, I took a trip across the U.S. via Amtrak. I had entered a competition and got selected as one of their writers in residence. 8 days on the rails, Boston, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Chicago, and back. And like many foreigners who travel by rail here, I was shocked by the state of the American passenger rail system. So I've really been looking forward to our next guest on The World Today, Rosabeth Moss-Cantor. She's a Harvard Business School professor and lays out the challenges the American rail system faces in her new book, Move, Putting America's Infrastructure Back in the Lead. We began by speaking about Japan, and I asked her what they have that we don't.
Japan has the bullet train. The bullet train has just celebrated its 50th anniversary. High-speed rail, gleaming, shining, modern, up-to-date, and on time. In the past several years, it deviated from schedule on average 32 seconds. Can you imagine that? The bullet train runs in Japan 200 miles an hour, and they can get it faster. Our high-speed rail in the Northeast Corridor of the United States, it's supposed to run 150 miles per hour, but the Acela can only go at that speed for a short stretch between Massachusetts and Rhode Island because of curving tracks, because of aging infrastructure. And we saw the tragedy in Philadelphia in May of this year when a train went too fast around those curves and there was a tragic derailment, loss of lives, many injuries.
You write that it's Amtrak's long-distance routes that are really losing money here. And I got this chance to see the state of U.S. passenger rail on the long-distance routes back in May. Went around the country for 2 weeks, saw some incredibly beautiful parts of the country. But I was painfully aware of how outdated our passenger rail system is. Can you give us the argument that what the U.S. really needs to do is get more people out of cars and out of the sky and onto trains?
We definitely have to get more people onto trains.
Why?
I mean, well, rail is energy efficient. People want it. It's also convenient. When Amtrak did an upgrade in Pennsylvania, ironically, of the corridor between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and it was a fairly modest upgrade. They were fixing some of the rails. They were putting in some more advanced electrical wiring. It wasn't a big deal, and it only raised the high speed to maybe 110 miles an hour, but that was enough to save people time, and ridership immediately tripled.
But
so there's a
but
demand.
But it's not enough for the U.S. to catch up to even the U.K. and Canada in terms of looking into the future and building up our infrastructure for rail.
No, it isn't. And we need rail from airports. And our airports are starting to get it, but not like they get it in Europe and Asia, where you just hop on a train into the city in no time, in the airport, in your terminal, at baggage claim. And yes, we have to get more people off the roads because the cost of congestion are enormous. I mean, we lose, on average, a week of productivity per American per year just being stuck in traffic.
I mean, Japan is a special case. I'm wondering if you can point to another country that is kind of more apples to apples for the United States. I mean, there's a 1,500-mile Beijing, Guangzhou, Hong Kong rail, high speed. China's a big country. They manufacture a lot like the United States. Is there something to look at there?
Well, China does have a slightly different system because China, the government, the national government can simply say, we want that land and take it and move all the peasants out. That's how they built the gorgeous, shining Pudong Airport and the town of Pudong right across from downtown Shanghai. In our democracy, if you just take Amtrak in the Northeast Corridor, it must pass through, I actually haven't counted all the jurisdictions from Boston to Washington. It must pass through, I don't know, 30, 40 different towns, and then it passing through six or seven states.
Yeah.
Exactly, and all built up and settled.
So, Professor Cantor, what can we actually take from global examples to get American rail on par with the rest of the planet?
Well, first of all, we can feel a little ashamed and embarrassed in our country that was once at the top of the world. We should want to be the model for the world again and not a country that lags behind. So if we get the public excited, that's why I'd like the presidential candidates to talk about this. We get the public excited about a vision. The difference is in those other countries, they do have national plans and national visions, and they're not spending all their time talking about how, oh, we can't raise taxes. We can't do it without the government.
Harvard professor Rosabeth Moss-Cantor is the author of MOVE, Putting America's Infrastructure Back in the Lead. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
If you want to know more about my cross-country Amtrak journey, you can read my account at PRI.org.